Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle and Brust on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. It is halftime currently. The United States of America are up 2-0 against Australia in group play.
Look at all these people who can juggle and do all this stuff. You don't think some of these great, amazing athletes that play these other sports wouldn't be able to figure this out with training since the age of 4?
I'm with you. That argument's over for me. The next thing I need to know from you. So say that Kyle Wallace, Jacob Mizrowski, for instance, today, this is a game he's going to pitch against the Atlanta Braves.
Good game, big
matchup. Since his Maddux of going facing the minimum under 100 pitches, 15 Ks, the Braves are right by the Brewers in the NL overall standings. And I think when the Mizrowski is out there, it's must watch, and everyone's starting to catch on to that, obviously,
across the country.
But my question to you would be, because we've had this debate about the World Cup and how popular it is, I am torn. If there's anyone, maybe outside of Homer, but maybe I've gushed more because I said Miz would strike out 9 Barry Bonds in a row,
which is
again just making my point about how great he is. Not necessarily making a point that it's true.
Yeah, I realize that. You say a lot of untrue things. I trusted you. I trusted you about the whole Colfax thing. I said, well, if you said, you said, Sandy, and I was wrong. I'm stupid.
Randy Colfax and Sandy Johnson, as somebody in YouTube put, and I thought that was pretty clever because I probably would have done that, mixing it up. Say the U.S., which they're looking as of right now, goes to the knockout round.
Yeah.
Say the U.S. soccer team is playing the first game in the knockout round, and Jacob Mizrowski is pitching at the same time. You only have one TV. There's no second screen. There's no phone. There's no iPad. There's no computer. You have one. You're locked in a room with one TV. Which game are you watching? The Miz pitching, where he just threw a Maddux and you don't know what he's going to do, or the USA soccer in a knockout game?
Ooh, that's a good question, because the Miz throws heat, but you know what?
800-990-3776 is the Carbos Talk and Text Line. Seam heads and soccer heads.
Which call in? Yeah, I'm going with watching Team USA Soccer, man. The Olympics, excuse me, the World Cup only comes every 4 years, and there's no guarantee that the team is going to be able to make it into the knockout stages for Team USA. And then in addition to that, Ben, as well, you have an opportunity. It's win or go home. It's win or go home for the soccer team. So Miz is going to pitch another day. USA Soccer, if they lose, which they
do, I need to say USA Soccer, the World Cup final, or the Brewers in the World Series?
Oh, that one's Brewers World Series.
That's what I was just wondering, where the line of demarcation is.
The line is Brewers World Series. It definitely is, because a quarterfinal, you only get that once every 4 years, and when the USA, because eventually we will get knocked out, the USA's tournament will more than likely end in a loss, because that's how it has always ended, and dang near, if they make it to the knockout stages, in a loss. And so I would rather watch Team USA lose 1-0 or 2-1 to Belgium or 2-1 to Brazil or 2-1 to Germany than to watch Jacob Mizrowski pitch in a regular season game. I'm going to say it's just so much. I'll get to see Jacob again.
I'm torn. I'm torn because I'm in USA gear. You know how much I love USA events.
You love USA.
I would say it's probably 65 USA, but, like, Jacob Mizrowski right now is 35. But, like, if he were to do something, like, here's the caveat. He just threw a Maddux.
He did. Like, it was incredible.
Like,
last week?
What if you miss a perfect game?
That'd be awful. Because last week, and I was going back and forth trying to watch both, I'm like, dang, Jacob Mizrowski, he's still dealing. And then I remember I went back to Jacob Mizrowski. I'm like, man, this game is going by fast. And so it would suck not to be able to see a perfect game.
JD and Fondy is smart. Shout out to our sister station, 620 WTMJ.
What'd JD do?
Writes to the Brewers radio. He says, go old school. Listen to the Brewers and watch Team USA.
You told me it's only one, though, Ben. You
said I said one screen. He found the way in.
JD's Fondy clearly is more intelligent than both of us. That is a great way.
You can't do anything. You're locked in. You don't have a phone. You don't have a radio.
All you have is a
you
TV.
You just have a TV. Come on, JD. What are you doing here?
I'm watching Team USA in the knockout stages. I'm watching Team USA in the knockout stages because it's the excitement, man. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than somebody scoring a goal and being able to celebrate. Like, you've been
there
before.
But what if he pitches a perfect game?
I was going to ask you, Kyle, what's more likely, USA winning a knockout game or a Miz throwing a perfect game?
It's Miz.
Oh, you know what?
It's Miz.
That's why I'm watching Miz.
110% Miz.
Because the Miz almost
did it. He basically did it.
He almost did it.
One hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's harder. I would say it's harder to pitch a perfect game than it is to win a knockout stage.
That's why I'm 100% watching The Miz.
Chef Ed says it's without hesitation watching The Miz.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a regular season game.
Mr. Milwaukee isn't Mr. Milwaukee.
No, I'm Mr. Fraud Walkie. No, I'm Mr. Don't say that. I am Mr. Milwaukee. It's just the World Cup only comes around so many years, and you're not guaranteed.
When's the last time there was a perfect game, Zimmel?
I'm sure last year.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't a perfect game. Just
No shot. A perfect game. There's so many no-hitters.
I guess a perfect game happens every so often, too.
2023, last time there was a perfect game.
There it is.
That's basically every four years on the World Cup schedule.
Yeah.
There's only been 44 in the history of the sport.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, it is rare. It is a rare feat to see a perfect game. The fact that Miz got so close to it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes this a real question.
It was one hit
You
away
can't miss the Miz.
In less than 100 pitches. That was
especially, we're only talking to people. I mean, there is people all over, but they care about Wisconsin sports for the most part. And we're having this conversation.
I don't think we talk enough about how magnificent of an outing that was
but
yet,
but you're choosing USA soccer over the Miz.
Yeah, I mean, I would be disappointed if I missed a complete game. I would be.
Not complete game. Perfect game.
I would be a perfect game. I'd be disappointed.
He did a complete game.
I can't.
A one hitter.
I can't miss
in less than 100 pitches.
I can't miss
facing
team USA
the minimum.
Soccer, man, it's so nostalgic. I remember back in the sixth grade, towards the end of the school year, going into the school and watching soccer inside of one of our teachers' classrooms because the World Cup was in. I believe we talked about it last time in Japan and watching the World Cup. Early in the morning inside the school, like, that's very nostalgic. Like, there is something about World Cup soccer that just gets me.
But, Kyle, if you win in the knockout round, there's another game. If you miss a perfect game, you'll never see that again.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. The knockout
powerful,
is,
Zimmel. Powerful.
Jacob Zurowski may have a chance to pitch multiple perfect games.
Stop it.
Now you're just saying that, and you know the likelihood is not as real to help your argument.
If there was one pitcher that I have watched, and I don't watch every single team, but, I mean, Verlander you probably thought, Scherzer you probably thought, but dang it, Jacob Mizorowski, what he's been doing in his last, eight starts now, the last basically 2 months, what he's been able to do, how he's been limiting guys on base. Jacob Mizorowski right now, it wouldn't surprise
Tom's
me.
Tom's a real Brewers fan, unlike our guy Kyle. Soccer? I'm watching any regular season Brewers game over a World Cup match unless Team USA is in the finals. And it doesn't even matter who's pitching. That's on the Carbless Talking Text
crazy
line. Ron and the Key, I'm watching Team USA, and I'm betting Brewers money line and the game under in total runs scored. That's his way of trying to stay connected to the perfect game, even though he would miss it if it happened.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's the closest we've been to trying to find somebody who's connected to both the hypothetical Miz perfect game and the hypothetical of Team USA doing something actually special in soccer.
I would have FOMO, though. I would be very disappointed if I did miss the perfect game. I'm like, oh, dang, I missed the perfect game. I would have big FOMO because then you have to talk about where you were, what you were doing. I would say, I was watching Team USA soccer.
You'd get booed out of every room. You'd get booed out of every room in Milwaukee if it's like, I missed the perfect game because I was watching USA soccer.
No, that's not true.
I don't know if that's true.
I would just go to all those little bars or soccer bars.
Yeah. You'd hang out with the people that would be like, who's the Miz?
I would hope people know who the Miz is. Everybody should know who the Miz is.
Everyone should know. We're doing our part here. You know,
everybody across the state of Wisconsin should at least have heard of this Miz guy or the Mizorowski or Mizorowski or whatever it is. Everybody should have heard about the Miz.
So we have a field reporter here at Bree Stevens. What I'm going to send Riley Yauch to do is respectfully, because the game's on, maybe after the game, what he should do is go around to anyone 18-plus. Let's say 18-plus. If you're an adult, you should know who Jacob Mizorowski is.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee in Madison, especially in this environment, there is probably 20%, 10% of adults 18-plus do not know who Jacob Mizorowski is.
What? No. 18-plus? Hell no.
I'm telling you.
This
is Madison. There are some people.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know who the Miz is?
Well,
you say, yeah.
He's wearing athletic gear.
What? Well, he has on a polo. And then
there's
shorts
a badger. That's a badger hat.
Oh,
Kyle.
In Wisconsin, everybody wears badger hats.
No, there are some people who. What I'm trying to say is, it can be very hippie around here. All right.
It is a lot of hippie.
It can be very hippie around here.
And the hipsters love weirdos.
The hipsters don't know Miz.
They love weirdos.
That person right there.
Who?
She does not know who Jacob Mizorowski
is. Who is she? Where is she at?
What do you mean? Who is she?
Her with the pink hair.
Yeah. She doesn't know Jacob Mizorowski.
That girl know who Jacob is. I wish I could call her name.
Riley Yauch.
Where are you?
I need to know if she knows who Jacob Mizorowski is to prove my point. Because you pick somebody out, I'm going to pick somebody
very
out.
Very stereotypical. You find the pink hair,
maybe
blue hair.
Sometimes stereotypes do exist for a reason.
She got the rest, red, white, and blue hair. She American. She loves
doesn't
America.
Mean she's Jacob Mizorowskian.
Ma'am, do you know who Jacob Mizorowski is? Ma'am.
Hello?
Ma'am. Oh, she's locked in. She... Do you know who Jacob Mizorowski is? Do you know who the Miz is? Jacob Mizorowski?
If she saw him.
Oh, maybe.
If she saw him.
Okay, thanks.
Not good with names. Okay.
The tall guy from the Brewers? The pitcher from the Brewers?
Yeah, that's a no.
A little bit. She heard of him. Thank you, ma'am. She heard of him.
Kyle, you can't look
Miz.
At me in the eyes and
she
say you know that she knows who Jacob is. I told you it's going to be way more than you think.
She
but we're doing our part person
just,
by person.
I'm going to tell you, she don't even watch USA Soccer. She's here to be a part of it. She said, a little bit. If I know him, I see him.
I told you, man. I told you.
How does everybody not know about the Miz? Now I get why Homer is saying the Miz is pitching. I thought it was an overkill, but I guess it's not an overkill.
I'm going to send Riley Yauch around to prove my point.
But, oh, yes.
If he pitches a perfect game and you're watching USA Soccer, I'm sure he'll be on your couch or nice bed looking at the highlights.
That is crazy. Nice bed looking at the highlights. But you know what I'm looking at right now? We're at this Bree Stevens field, and I see Steinhoffel's furniture and mattress leader, 100% employee-owned sponsor right here, because that's what Steinhoffel does. They sponsor things all across the great state of Wisconsin, but also they can hook your home up. Steinhoffel's Furniture and Mattress, they are celebrating America 250 with a huge saving for your home. Peep this. Right now, you can save up to 30% store-wide. If you're looking to upgrade your house, maybe your couch, maybe your bedroom, maybe your kitchen, maybe your basement, maybe your patio, if you're looking to upgrade, I know Steinhoffel's is close to you. Go ahead and visit them today. You can get 30%. You can save 30% off store-wide, up to 30% off store-wide, plus you can get $250 MasterCard when you spend $29.99 or more. Whether you're shopping for a new sofa, bedroom set, dining room, or mattress, now's the perfect time to save big and bring home the styles you love. Celebrate Steinhoffel's America 250 sale by shopping in-store or anytime online at steinhoffels.com.
I can't wait to get Riley Yauch on the Do You Know Who Jacob Mizorowski Is surveying adults 18-plus around Bree Stevens.
Yeah, my confidence is
dwindling.
It was rocked with that one. It was rocked. I think I live in a bubble. I think I live in a sports bubble.
I told you, I lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
I know how it works around here.
Pink, a red, white, and blue hair. I don't think she knows who it is. Uh-oh, here it goes. Breakaway. It's a goal. He going to finish. Oh!
Oh, he tipped it over.
No, they blocked it.
They blocked it?
Yeah.
Maybe I can't see.
The defender got his foot on it. I thought Flo
we'll
was
going
to finish.
Next on Kyle and Brust with more with you, finding out who knows who the Miz is or not and giving you updates on USA Soccer as we're live from Bree Stevens, courtesy of the Superior Light Beer, Michelob Ultra. Ben chimes in the 262. Would you rather bet USA to win the World Cup or Miz to win a perfect game? I don't know what those odds are. But I'm telling you, the Miz probably has better odds to throw a perfect game than the United States to win the World Cup.
I would say that.
I'm going to see if I can muster up some numbers here. It's Kyle and Brust live from Bree Stevens in Madison, courtesy of Bud Light. Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the FIFA World Cup here. Mick Ultra is the superior light beer as the United States is up 2-0.
The odds are definitely better. For the Miz. The Miz
I don't know. What are the Brewers, for the U.S. to win the World Cup?
The U.S. has never been as close as the Miz was to pitching a perfect game.
Yeah, but just because you were close, you still didn't do it.
Nah. I mean, the U.S. is never.
The
never.
United States is 50-1. That's a 2% chance.
I guess that's what the competition. The gap is bigger than that. Let me tell you.
It's going to be hard for my calculation to figure out the probability of you. What do you got on Miz throwing a perfect game? You can almost simulate this 200,000 times.
It's plus. Not 46,000, but 46,800, Ben. It's like 1 in 46,000 is the odds.
1 in 46,000 starts?
Yeah.
1 in 46,000 starts.
I don't think that's
not. What did you do to get that? I don't trust your information.
That's not real. That mean he's not going to have 46,000 starts in his career.
That's the odds, guys, to throw a perfect game. Any pitcher, those are the odds.
He's not any pitcher. That's the problem. That's why you need to utilize an algorithm, put in his numbers, put over the last 8 games specifically, and his career, but say, this is what he's been pitching like. Can you give me more of an accurate representation for Jacob Mizorowski? Because this Jacob Mizorowski, even is like,
yeah, it's not. It's,
he's not any pitcher.
One out of 46,000 means that
that's not right.
That means it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
And for as close as he was, those odds have to go down because he was one hit from Kyle Schwarber away from throwing a perfect game.
So if that was betting odds, would that be 46,000-1?
No, because that's based off.
Well, I don't,
again,
I'm
it's
just
based off
see,
every pitcher. It have to be lower for Jacob Mizorowski. You handicap it for the pitcher.
I would bet a
specifically.
Dollar, I would bet a dollar every game for the rest of his career.
Correct.
On the odds.
Even if you lose, how many starts could he have in his career? I mean,
if he had 300 starts, it'd be a lie. If he has.
Correct. That's my point.
So, I mean, yeah, I would.
Losing $300, again, that's not what the odds would be, so don't get ahead of yourself on 46,000. Because Zimmel doesn't know what he's doing back there.
I got algebra up now, Ben. You're in trouble. We're going to find this.
You got algebra?
Oh, yeah. We got like 1 over the odds of A plus odds of B times
but
odds of C.
Is Jacob Mizorowski a part of the formula?
Andrew, he sounds so nerdy.
He sounds like a loser.
He said he got algebra.
Yeah. What about the results of
Jacob Mizorowski? I'll use algebra if it makes me money.
You must have struggled with word problems.
He had to.
You know, like the word, the math word problems. Yeah. We got to turn the words into an equation because you're missing the whole Jacob Mizorowski part of your algebra.
You know what? I'm going to find this for you, Ben. We're going to figure this out.
Tree, what's going on?
What up, Tree?
He is enjoying... you better watch what you say, because Tree says, you guys are saying the hippies and hipsters don't know who the Miz is, and you realize I do.
Tree,
you're an outlier.
Tree, he outlier for sure. For sure.
We'll let Zimmel continue to calculate whatever he's calculating. That will make no sense.
Okay, this is all. I don't know if I'm ready for kids because kids do dangerous stuff, and you just think they're going to get hurt. Like, I just saw this little girl do multiple cartwheels or little handsprings.
Yeah, kids break bones.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. They're so little. Look at them wrestling. And
she just picked that kid up.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't ready for it.
Well, the good news is you got to get married next Saturday. You don't have to.
You don't have to be married to have kids. Yeah, you know that.
I know that. I know that.
You got a little bit too excited. You couldn't wait.
Take it easy.
Come here, girl.
Take it easy.
You should have took it easy. No,
I take it easy.
I'm glad you got little Isla.
Me too.
Isla.
Me too. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Andrew Zimmel. Doing some baloney calculation on the Miz throwing a perfect game that's not going to be correct. So I'm going to give myself time to do a better formula than Zimmel. We're going to compare formulas on the likelihood of Jacob Mizorowski throwing a perfect game coming up next. And plus, we'll get into some props for Jacob Mizorowski tonight. Plus, Zach Lowe, I do want to hit on Giannis because
more rumors
more,
out,
more
man.
Rumors
to heat
out
up.
There. It's not even heating up. It's hot. But the rumors are hot. That doesn't mean anything. We will continue on courtesy of Michelob Ultra. Next. Kyle and Bruss live from Bree Stevens in Madison at a USA Soccer watch party courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup. It is Superior Light Beer. I'm Ben Bruss next to Kyle Wallace.
Mm, a fed Kyle Wallace now.
And
cooked food this time. Cooked.
We, you need context there. You went to a restaurant that gave you raw food.
Sushi.
And you don't do that. So you're happy that your tummy can handle this.
First time I've eaten cooked food in 24 hours.
The debate going on is what's more likely. Jacob Mizorowski throwing a perfect game or the United States of America winning a World Cup. I have got some numbers. But so has Andrew Zimmel, who's producing today. His number sucked. He said one in every like
46,000.
And I said,
crazy.
That's any pitcher. Miz isn't any pitcher. So I did some calculating. You did some calculating. Let's see where you are on the likelihood that Jacob Mizorowski throws a perfect game.
All right, Ben, when you take into consideration his last starts, how good he has been, the fact that it's nearly impossible for a pitcher to get 27 consecutive outs, we did the numbers, we piled it all together, we took innings pitched over ERA, times that by WAR, added in a couple of other numbers, and we ended up with about 32-1 odds. That's what we're at on the Zimmel side. The Zimmel mass is 32-1 odds.
Wait, how did Zimmel math go from 46,000 to 32? That's
because we added the Mizorowski factor, Kyle. That's why.
That's great. That should have been the first thing you did was add the Mizorowski. You should have
Well, you know, it's tough, Kyle. Kyle, it's not easy. You're sitting there playing Monday morning quarterback looking at my numbers.
Nah,
I'm having to get.
I just would have started with Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz. If the Miz was pitching, as Homer would say, what is the likelihood?
So I put in his last season, this season, his stretch of games.
Oh, wow. He's coming at you right
yes,
now.
Yes.
So ain't doing
I think he is too recency biased. He just has a little bit. I have the average hits allowed, walks around allowed, batting average, walks percentage, his whip. And at this point right now, he is also pitching different. Step two says he is not pitching like his season averages lately.
He sure ain't.
Because since early May, only 19 hits allowed, 80-plus strikeouts is insane. Only one run earned over May. So you take the expected hits from the season, the expected hits over the stats against May, since May. You also have to take in the fact errors, managers, like being pulled.
Yep,
like my algorithm's taking into account Pat Murphy, the longevity of how they're looking at Miz from a season long standpoint,
ooh,
pitch count,
and
a reality adjustment because there's only been, as Zimmel said, a small amount of perfect games thrown. For Jacob Mizorowski, he is looking at one in every 500 starts.
Okay, yours seems a little like a. I guess that is a little bit better.
What do you mean that's a little bit better?
Because
it's more realistic.
Because what Zimmel said is
I gave you odds.
You're going to have a complete game, a perfect game.
Correct. 32-1 is not what it would be to get a perfect game.
500 starts means that it happens.
The Brewers are like 17-1 to win a World Series.
Yeah, yours makes it seem like he can do one time in his career.
Mizorowski's perfect game odds in any given start is roughly one in every 650. But if you take how he's pitched over the last 8 weeks, you're looking one in every 300 to 350.
So I still think it's more likely that he pitches a complete game. No,
stop
hit.
Saying complete.
Excuse
game.
Excuse me, a perfect game, no hit. Well, I guess that.
No kidding. Yes, is it easier to throw a no hitter than a perfect game? Yes. Yeah,
no,
you're
no,
right about
no,
that.
No, it's a perfect game. I think it's more likely that he pitches a perfect game than the U.S. wins the World Cup in this year or even the next year.
Ken from the Carpless Talking Sex Line says Baseball Reference has him about one in every 4,000. Grok from Twitter, from Gene, says Miz has a 1 in 6,000 odds of pitching a perfect game. And again, I think the way that I went into the algorithm, taking into account last season, this season, the last 8 games, it gave me a breakout of what the odds would be for him to throw a perfect game if he continues to play above his season averages, being on the stretch that he's on. And again, you know this, there are ebbs and flows in baseball. As much as I've said this is who he is, but he's not, this isn't sustainable.
I said that before.
He's only around one run.
I don't think since
May.
I don't
one
think
run.
It's,
think about him only a lot, like for him too. Think about it. A White Sox batter took them to the second deck at American Family Field. Because if in baseball, you can time somebody up, and he's hard to time because he's got great command of his secondaries as well. In his last start, right, he didn't have ball three once.
That's crazy.
So, that's where all of this comes into play and makes it so fun that we can even have a conversation about Jake Mizorowski's odds to throw a perfect game because he nearly just did it.
He
pitches tonight.
I'm done questioning whether or not this is who the Miz can be. He's just been on an absolute tear. So, no, I do believe that he can pitch a perfect game, and I think that's more likely than win a World Series. Than the World Cup for the Team USA. So I don't care what the stats tell you. I don't care what the computers say. I don't give a dang what AI says. I'm telling you what my eyes tell me. And my eyes tell me that the Miz is more likely to, in his career when it's over, there's more likely that when it's all said and done, he has pitched a perfect game than U.S. winning a World Cup.
Well, Zim, will give me a time because I can't see. What are we looking at here? Like 72 minutes into the game, still up 2-0?
Yeah, 73 minutes into the game, Ben.
All right, so again, already won the over 1.5 at Potawatomi Sportsbook, 4 goals for just Team USA, won the first half money line, which they won 2-0, and I have just to win the game. So that could be a 3-for-3 USA soccer. So here's the thing. You know I'm going to do the next game, right?
Same thing?
The exact same thing,
Turkey.
Even if it's the stupid bet. I am always betting on the United States of America. I am always going to bet on over goals, even though they never score goals in the World Cup until right now.
Yeah,
they have 6 combined goals in this World Cup. I am putting you to work today.
Get them fingers ready, Zim.
I want to know, over the last 2 World Cups that the United States has played in, how many total goals they have scored. Because we know Qatar, they've already passed. What was before that, Andrew Zimmel? That is for you to figure out. Dick in downtown is just being a real jerk on the Carbless Talk and text line. Do not appreciate that sort of banter on a great day here at Bree Stevens.
They scored 5 goals, I think, in 2014.
Let him do the math.
I'm just guessing.
I don't want you to guess.
What did Dick in downtown do?
He's just ripping you. Kyle trying to talk baseball reminds me of LaFleur talking about his operation and.
He doesn't believe that Jacob Mizorowski could pitch a.
No, he's just a certified
perfect
hater.
Game. Oh well, nobody.
You
likes
can't.
Dick
you can't please
downtown.
Everyone, Kyle.
No, you sure can't.
5 goals in 2014, 3 goals in 2022, which means 8 goals over the last 2 World Cups then.
That boy is good. Talking about me, not you.
I was going to say you. I'm actually very impressed.
Talking about me.
You have decent recall.
I was there.
Oh, well, that helps.
I didn't go to all the games, but I was there. I have pretty decent. I mean, it only happens once every 4 years, and they missed 2018 in Russia.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, not all of them might have came back.
For sure. Brittany almost didn't. They got Brittany. Man, I'm glad. I wish I was on air when Brittany Griner was locked up.
Why?
Because it would have been hilarious. Well, not funny.
Not
funny.
What is going on?
The jokes would have been, I'm sure, entertaining. But I'm glad she's free.
Maybe do that on Truth to Power's podcast.
I could, that would have been a good time talking about Brittany.
I think you should do what I would have done during Brittany Griner's era in Russia.
You bring some drugs in another country, a communist country at that?
Again, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either. When I went to Cuba, I was like, oh, I ain't get that stuff away from me. I ain't staying here.
Apparently, TSA is telling people do not carry on your ranch. You must pack it because there's a ranch craze going on.
Yeah, I guess these folks from overseas have never had ranch before. Quite the taste.
Are you a ranch guy?
I do like ranch. I like ranch dressing. I don't like blue cheese though.
I'm with you. I can handle it, but if I'm getting wings, they say blue cheese or ranch.
Give me the ranch
10 times out of 10.
I'm a Caesar guy though. I like Caesar dressing.
I think a lot of people in Wisconsin. It's cheese.
Is that why is Caesar a big thing anywhere else?
Yeah, no, Caesar dressing's big, but I think it's bigger in Wisconsin because cheese.
Because I didn't know about cheese curds, fried cheese curds not being the thing.
Well, yeah,
other places.
We also learned you live in a bubble because I told you that people in Madison are not going to know who Jacob Mizorowski is.
You know your former city. That red, white, blue haired woman had not a chance at knowing.
Not a chance.
You know your peoples. You might have been wrong about a lot of stuff.
I wouldn't call everyone here my peoples.
Are these your peoples? These are your people.
My people are at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because when I've worked with them, it's always a straightforward and honest conversation, real pricing, premium quality, and no games played, because I got the whole first floor done with new windows. And I'm telling you, the hidden screens are amazing around our household. The front door, the back door is coming in this summer. And that's what is amazing about working with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because if there's an issue, I can text them. There rarely is, but if there is, they take care of it, because you know why? They manufacture, they sell, they install, and they service them. So if you're looking for new windows and doors, you know where to go. It's PellaWI.com. They have tons of different options for you from a financing standpoint, but most importantly, you don't have to do it all at once. You could do it at your pace. Get different areas of the house done. It starts with that consultation. PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. We continue on live from Breeze Stevens Fieldhouse.
I don't know. Is it the field? I see field. I don't see house. I see a field.
The heat's getting to me.
It is. And now people who are listening in Madison think about how the field house getting torn down for this football team.
Anyway, we continue on next, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. I need one of those. Breeze Stevens Field.
Yeah.
My field house.
And a little breeze is blowing on me, thank goodness.
It is Kyle and Brust with you until 5 o'clock across ESPN Wisconsin. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. There's a great watch party going along right now as USA Soccer is up 2-0 against Australia. 6 goals scored in 2 games thus far for the United States.
Amazing.
The game continues. And again, this is amazing to see, and not just from the people we're seeing, but I'm not gonna lie, this makes it even more fun when you're kicking ass.
It is.
When's the last time in the World Cup the USA kicked ass?
Never.
This feels so different.
They have been dominant. I mean, they've only allowed 1 goal so far. Their goal differential right now is +5, which is ridiculous through 2 games. Because remember, Ben, we just talked about in a total World Cup where they made it into the knockout stages, they only scored 5 total goals. In the last World Cup, they only scored 3 goals. And now they've already had 6 goals.
6
goals in 2 games. And so this is the most dominant team USA has ever been. But that just shows you the momentum of home field advantage, being able to have a crowd behind you. That's why when we talk about the Green Bay Packers, it'd be nice for them to have a home playoff game, to be able to have home field advantage, something they have not had since Jordan Love has been the quarterback. And maybe that could that could be the difference between the Packers actually winning a playoff game and making it farther in playoffs.
Lots of claps as that was a scare for the United States.
Some
it could have been a goal. It's all right, our captain, the defender, he ain't doing no flopping. He doesn't do any flopping.
No.
He looks like kind of a tough dude.
Tim Ream is he's an old head too.
Love to see that. So, you asked me a question off the air.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing for Father's Day?
Yeah, man, Father's Day is coming up, and usually you're the one when it comes to Mother's Day that does not plan out until literally the Friday before Mother's Day, or maybe the Thursday before Mother's Day.
You know what I realized? I have to plan my own Father's Day.
Wait, what do you mean you have to plan your own Father's Day? Whoa. She ain't getting off the hook for that. What does that mean?
It's your day. What do you want to do?
Does it happen like that for you?
It didn't for Mother's Day.
Oh, tricky. These women are real slick. They know exactly how to do this.
So
they
here's
say,
what's going to happen.
As I say, not as I do.
I talked a lot about Road America and the IndyCar race.
Oh, you sure did.
So I think I'm gonna head out there to the IndyCar race with our daughter, so I don't think we're going to be able to stay the whole time. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be fun because I've talked about kids 16 and under getting free.
She free.
And I love Road America. It's one of my favorite places to enjoy great food, walk around. Then it was like, what do you want to do for dinner? And I was like, well, I know what I want for dinner.
What is it that you want?
I want steaks. And she goes, I'll grill the steaks. And I said, hell no, you ain't grilling the steaks.
Wait.
So
what
like
you mean? She can't grill? What, you don't trust her to grill the steak or give it a try?
If it's Father's Day and it's not medium rare, I will be upset. So it's a losing proposition for her.
It's about the love put into it.
So I told her, here's what I want. I want a nice twice-baked potato.
Oh, wow. Now that's disrespectful.
No. She said, I'll do the sides. And I said, you know what? You do the sides.
Okay.
You do the sides.
So
even on Father's Day, somehow, I cooked on Mother's Day, and I'm cooking on Father's Day. But is that abnormal for Father's Day? Like if you want a certain thing, as a dad, you just do it.
Yeah, as a man, you just do it.
As a man, Father's Day, anniversaries. Now it's all on you to figure it out.
Now maybe because you cook and I don't do the cooking. That's why it got me. But I will say, if I am blessed and fortunate enough to become a father,
I don't know what dish like I'd be like, hey, make that famous.
Does she not have a dish?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. I think I said it before. These women are wonderful, but they different. They're wonderful though.
This isn't 1995 anymore.
She works.
She do work.
1995. Hell, my mom. Yeah, my mom was working in 95. Ain't not 1965 no more. These women is putting
so
in the work.
She's gonna do sides.
Only twice baked potatoes. Got to be more than that. She got
salad.
Oh, come on now. That's a bag.
What else should I put on that?
Get you some of them heavy carbs.
Ooh, we got a fight.
Yeah. We ain't taking that.
We got a fight.
We ain't taking that.
We got a fight. Oh, that's not really a fight.
So you only want a fight? So is she good at making the twice baked potato? Because it sounds like you planned your entire Father's Day. She didn't do anything.
So, yes.
Are you going to let her get away with that?
I don't think it's worth the battle.
What do you mean the battle? This is my thing. We get so much flack for what we don't do, how we don't plan, how inconsistent we may be with being able
you
to
don't
put a plan
listen.
Together. Yeah, all that. Well, she wasn't observant enough to know what her man would want for Father's Day. This ain't your first rendezvous with Father's Day. This is your third, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your third Father's Day.
This is my third Father's
yeah,
Day?
Yeah, she was born 2025.
Four.
Yes, yeah, so
this is my third Father's Day.
And she still don't know what to do.
But isn't that the right move? If I want steaks, I gotta grill them.
You better teach her how to grill so you ain't got to be slaving out there on Father's Day. You're supposed to have your feet up with a little Mai Tai. That's what you're supposed to you supposed
do.
To
I, do I do I steak train? Can.
Yeah, you should.
I'm a control freak, so this is also on me.
Yeah, well, if you're a control freak, that changes.
Maybe what it is from now until next Father's Day, you have 365 days to find a dish that you can master.
You are exposed. That's crazy. I hope she's not listening.
No.
You said find a dish. You make it seem like
no, but she's trying. She's trying. She plays Mahjong and book clubs, and she's always asking them, you know, like. For recipes.
She needs performance. It sounds like you're making her sound like she just...
You're making it sound worse by saying, it's about performance.
Well, you said she asked for dishes. So have you tried them?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you didn't marry her for her cooking.
No, I did not.
That's okay. Everybody gets married for different reasons. If mine didn't cook, I'd be starving. So I had to marry one that could cook a little bit. I mean, she ain't no big mama in the kitchen, but you know, it suffices.
If it was Father's Day for you and you said I want you to make that, what would you say?
She know what I like. She know I like Alfredo chicken, so she'll probably make me some Alfredo chicken with the homemade Alfredo sauce, or she'll get some salmon and make up some salmon a little bit. But the salad, you know where they cheat at? Is they put that salad, that bowl of salad on the side. That's the cheat code. Because all they do is get one little side in the salad. The bag salad, shake it up a little bit.
I specifically said no bag salad. Because we do bag salad all the time. So I say you're getting fresh.
Was she up to task? What she say about that? She give you a little bit of...
No, she's fine. I'm doing the steaks.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
If you can't do a baked potato in sides, then
A non-bag salad takes a little time to figure out what you want.
She wanted specifically to get a salad spinner, so we're going to use that damn salad spinner.
Don't get me started on these gifts I got in my house, some stuff that I barely...
Oh, from the registry? I warned you. You have to take control of the registry. Otherwise, you're going to end up with so many things you're like...
But what if
we had this in monetary value?
I did.
What if we had the money of this thing we're going to use once every 365 days?
Yeah, you know good and dang well that don't work. That don't work.
No, it's at minimum after the shower.
Yeah,
is when you have to switch to just honeymoon fund on the registry.
Well, we switched all right, but that was a battle.
That was.
Did she win?
I
no, no, no. That no, means there's still a couple items that she wants.
No, well, there's items she wants, but they're not up there. I won that battle. She is not happy. That was a problem. She was not happy about taking stuff.
Sounds like there's been a lot of problems in this wedding.
No, it's been perfect. I can't wait.
JD and Fondy says his wife can't even cook Screaming Sicilian. It's funny because we're going to do frozen pizza Friday.
That's easy.
Not now, but we're going to do it in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to expose her again because I can feel JD and Fondy. Palermo's is amazing.
Can't cook a pizza.
All she has to do is set the timer.
Oh, no.
And she will forget that things are in there, and not just the pizza. If I say, hey, can you monitor the garlic bread? Yeah, I got it. That thing is in there for 30 minutes.
What does
and
she
I
say
take
after?
It out and it,
burnt.
And it's like a rock.
What does she say when you say, well, why did you set the timer?
She just looks at me and goes, I'm just not good at it. I say, not good at it? What do you mean not good at it?
It's a damn timer.
Set the timer. I'm not good at monitoring. Can you monitor? You're the monitor guy. Oh, so I'm the monitor guy.
You know, accountability is something that is not.
Oh, that's a goal. Oh, he missed it. Oh, it was just a little bit too far. It was a good ball, though.
Yeah, accountability is not their strength. But we have a lot of weaknesses as men, too.
No, we don't.
Maybe
you do.
Speaking for yourself, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh. Me and Zimma, we're just perfect.
Oh, well, yeah.
Minus his lack of hair.
Damn. He ain't even put himself on screen.
Of course he doesn't want him. He doesn't want to show the audience what he looked like.
This was a choice.
What, for him to help us work?
No, him to...
Or him to go bald?
Him to go bald, that was a choice. That man had a whole head of hair. Well, he had a head of hair.
No, he had a half a head of hair.
Not a whole... It wasn't...
You did the right thing, Zimmel.
It was 75% head of hair. 75% head of hair.
Zimmel, do you miss it? You miss your hair at all?
You know, not really, because it's nice and hot now, so I'm not even feeling it.
Oh, yeah, he's missing.
You put sunscreen on every day?
He got to.
You got to.
That white-ass head, he
That's a white head.
Ooh, that's pale.
Like a cue ball.
There it is.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Andrew Zimmel is running the show today. I believe we're on ESPN Wisconsin for all of today, so we will continue on the next hour. Before we do, I got to let you know, Free Pizza Friday is going to be on this other side. But you have Princeton Club locations across Madison. New Berlin has an amazing facility as well. Can I tell you what's going on in New Berlin, Kyle?
What's happening in New Berlin right now?
New Berlin has a new recovery lounge. And just know that cold plunges and red light vibration are coming. They got the Theraguns. They got massage chairs.
Great.
They got infrared saunas. So that's just one area. I've talked about personal training. I've talked about the state-of-the-art workout equipment. I've talked about the basketball courts, the tennis courts, the swimming pools. They have it all at the Prince Club. So join for your better tomorrow. And if you're looking to grow in 2026, that's where you can walk in, feel the environment, and further yourself and get better. Join the Prince Club for a better tomorrow. We're back
in 2 minutes. Is the referee down? The referee need to had a cramp? That's crazy.
The referee's got a drink, too. Hydration break.
He needs to drink more.
So we'll be back in 2 minutes. We're live at Bree Stevens in Madison, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
Superior Light Beer.